emotional experience. It's very difficult. I say, all you can say is not technical service for saying, and you remain with this. And that's why I don't know, I've been there a long time, and I don't know. I spoke a lot about Rosh Hashanah. But it was one of the most difficult Roshes in my career, where did Roshes of Rosh Hashanah. I didn't know what to talk about. I mean, talk about Shifan, there's nothing to say if you don't take Shifan by its own. you speak about Shablon topics, but otherwise it's very hard to say anything about it. Of course, Rosh Hashanah is actually, interwoven into one idea, namely the idea of Malchus. Interwoven, one idea. We have this, that's why we have three. Malchus, Chaynes, and Shefais. But basically, Chaynes and Shefais, Chaynes is a separate idea. But everything is turns around Malchus. And actually the whole experience of Rosh Hashanah expresses itself in one word, in Bayimahu. And I said it yesterday, I don't remember exactly on what occasion, that actually this is not Bias HaMashiach. Bias HaMashiach is something else. Bias HaMashiach, where is Bias HaMashiach in Rosh Hashanah, in Rosh Hashanah Shem Nesach? Where is the idea of the Dricha in there?
The end of Shafar.
Is the fundamental of Bias HaMashiach. Huh?
The end of Shafar.
Shafar, yes and no.
You talk about
Shafar. The only question is what Shefa Godel means. I'm not too sure. Shefa is Gilui Shchina. Shefa is Gilui Shchina. Shefa is start with Matlet Erek, after Nigla Yisro, and finishes and it's concluded by what? Not after Nigla Yisro, don't know. And I'll tell you frankly, we don't know how to say it. Namely, the second part, the Ne'emah. Boy, we know who you talk about, Shifa Godel, who is in Be'er Tzashu, the Dorm of Yitzran, so Hashem Ma'akei Yishalim, the Ne'emah. Here. And the Shem Aleim Vashifu Yeroi, the Yotzu Chabor of Chitzei, Shem Lekim Vashifu Yisko, Boy, the Sastam, Adenoi Tzvoi, Shevin Aleim, Kinton Alam Chisrod, Shem Yachim. Yeah, I know, the Klinton is a true. It's the only pasuk actually in Davnet that is not complete. Miracle pasuk that Paskin is only Paskin. So he had no right to stop immediately. Why do you do that? Why is the last pasuk not complete? And you remember, I said, well, Kashifa is here. What is the first word? Shem Aleim, Ashifa Yisko, Vola Abusar Estenon, that's all, stop. And the Shem Tzvoy Sidon Al Yogan Aleim, Kintoin Alam Chu Yisroel Mishleim Mecho, he's not a posuk. That is Tzvoy Natzvila. The posuk is, we all you ki avni mizbeyar, here is. It's a promise. to the last part of the Pesuk in Shefetz, which we use, it actually consists of Divrei Poronim, it's not a Divrei Nechonim. That's why we did not include the last part into the structure of Shefetz. And the Shemalei of Yosef HaBorot Chitzei. And now comes the phrase, which essentially is a Pesuk Shel Poronim. And we right away step aside, and we switch over to Tfilin. And the Shemalei of Hashem HaKim HaShem HaYitzchot, Kein Togein Alamka, Kein Togein Alamka Yisrael Bishlemecha. So the only place in Dublin where actually the principle of Kopsukedli Paschimation and only Paschimation is not observed. Okay? Because you cannot simply take a Pesuk that a Pesuk is in requires three Pesukim, so we don't give three Pesukim to two and a half Pesukim. There were people who were ready to complete, not complete, but somehow to do away with the second Pesuk. But it was rejected. So what do we actually discussing now? Since we don't know exactly the meaning of the Pesuk in Shefetz, we don't know either what is the vision that Anovi beheld. Is Bias Melech HaMashiach or Malchus HaKadosh Baruch? This is the highest and beyond everything else, Malchus HaKadosh Baruch. When is Malchus HaKadosh Baruch, why, in my opinion, it is Bias Melech HaMashiach, not Malchus HaKadosh Baruch. But Malchus HaKadosh Baruch has a drosh of its own. Anyway, Malchus, Malech HaKol Elon Kulei Bechidecha, Vinos HaKol Oz Bikarecha, Veish HaVadar in Yitzecha, Kol Yish Tzivar Tzecha, Vida Kol Pul Kaka Fihalte, Vyomin, Vara Hashem Melech HaKol Oretz, Melech HaKol Oretz, Nat Yisroel, Rakume, Melech HaKol Kadesh Yisroel, Vina Kipu, It's going to take this. The idea of Malchus is Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it is beyond and actually and above all visions, I mean, this is the greatest and the most outstanding and most exalting vision. Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not Bias Melech HaMashiach. Melech HaMashiach, no matter how great he will be, but he will be just a human being. And a human being cannot be perfect. The highest Malchus idea of Malchus is HaKadosh Melech HaKol HaOretz, 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 This is Malchus Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the topic of Rosh Hashanah. The topic of Rosh Hashanah is Malchus Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Or the complete realization of the vision of God's kingdom on earth. God's kingdom in the universe. This is Bemis the The main idea of Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says that Rosh Hashanah is Malchus, it's a Kiva Kodesh, it's a Melech HaKodesh. It's also due that we are not talking about Bias Melech HaMashiach, about the Gula in Yerushalayim as a city. We are talking about a Gula which is far from us yet. But it will come finally, which is beyond and above our visions and our dreams, and it will be realized, but we don't know when. The Ramah Melech HaMashiach, since we are studying take the Rambam, the last Melech. The Rambam says it. And when it comes to such an exalted topic as Malchus Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, see all Darshanim and all no preachers, no philosophers have never thought about it. So that's why it is very difficult to speak in Rosh Hashanah. Unless you speak about banalities. Yeah? If it is, you speak about simple matter, so you can speak Rosh Hashanah for 3 hours. But if you want to hit actually the very essence, to drive the nail, the central nail into the concept of Rosh Hashanah, it is almost impossible, because the idea is the Maila Minaseh. The idea of Rosh Hashanah by far above and beyond Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is easy. I mean, from my experience as a speaker, I found no difficulties in speaking in Yom Kippur. Of course, I mean, you need an intelligent audience, or otherwise you can, there's no one to talk to. But, yes. And you are on the bina, already past this stage. You are on the bina. When in front of the bina sits somebody in new shoes, nice, red, glittering shoes. He just shined them before he went to school. You have to say it's very inspiring and creates a religious experience of tremendous magnitude. It would be foolish and difficult. But in Kippur, I'm speaking now in a theoretical sense. In Kippur, the ideas of Kippur Mechilin, Slicha Kapore, and that Harote is possible. When a human being can do Harote, he can reconstruct all the mistakes he made. I mean, you know, they are good concepts, not too profound, And it is human. But whatever you say in Kippur is human, nothing divine. Nothing, it's human. Human is chet, or don't chet, in Tariborat Shaliyacht, or human is not only chet, human is mechile, and slicha, and kapore. Of course, Rabbi Yishlam approaches the problem of Kippur. And in Kippur, with his great mind, with his great... With his divine approach, correct? For there is harot, the action around which the keeper structure, the keeper ideas evolve is human from A to Z. There is nothing mentioned in keeper, in the poet, and everything we say in keeper, which would not be human. And would not be subject, will refuse to actually to be subjected to human method of purging and so forth. So in Kippur, as a metaphor from my own experience, I never had with an intelligent audience any difficulties in Kippur. Rosh Hashanah, it's very hard to speak Rosh Hashanah. Very hard to speak. Why? Because Rosh Hashanah does not deal with human problems. Malchus Yishalak HaShishvok HaHoretz, Melech HaKoretz is something which we cannot pronounce. It's far and above our concept. It is a concept from infinity, which is sometimes not understandable to us. Rosh Hashanah is the most exalting, the most exalting and the most difficult to understand idea, which is the central idea of the Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah. If the Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah is, what is the Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah? So what is the Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah? Malchus. Not of Shifas. Huh? But Malchus Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is Rosh Hashanah. Take a look at Rambam. Rambam describes Latin, he's using the term Rosh Hashanah, but he has it. The last in the law, he describes Melech HaMashiach, he describes Melech HaMashiach to be framed. And I'm not a Zionist, I am not there. Not the way at least the Zionists present themselves. But events which take place nowadays, and I mean nowadays, I mean today, took place yesterday, most probably will take place tomorrow, are heavy, let's say, a tinge, some fragrance of Mashiach, of Melech Mashiach. The fact that Yerushalayim is under our control, Yerushalayim, look at Shechel, it's under our control. The fact that the Jews control the Arabites, whoever knows about the history of Christian dogmatics, so you will understand what it means to preach the Christian theology, not to have Yerushalayim under the control of the Church, and have it under the greatest enemy that the Christian Church has ever encountered, confronted. I mean the Jews. And to have the Arabites under Jewish control is something like two times two is five. The same absurd. I was not shameful when I asked this question the cardinal from you. What's his name?
Beyer.
Perfect gentleman, and he knows Christian theology. He didn't beat me, he couldn't. the end of the conversation.
What?
He said, tell me, is every rabbi in your community knows our theology as well as yours? Yeah, but this is tremendous. See, this is an event which has the fragrance, the smell of Mashiach. The fact that Yerushalayim, is under the control of the Jews. The Arabic is controlled by Jews. And if you go in, if a Christian wants to go into the sepulchre, he has to ask for permission. Administrative permission, but he has to ask for permission. This itself has the smell of Mashiach. How it will develop, I don't know. Depends upon us, the dealing. But again, the state of Israel but this is Mashiach. This is Mashiach, yes, but human. Human. What will happen in Yerushalayim? If Yerushalayim should actually be taken by the storm of Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we don't know. It is not Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the state of Israel. But it has a resemblance to Malchus HaShem Melech HaMashiach. Many things are missing. The Melech from Mashiach, from Yerushalayim, will be a different Melech. He'll be a little bit more clever than the cabinet in Yerushalayim now, and then the electors, which actually selected such a cabinet, such a lesson. But everything at the niveau of naturalness, at the niveau of humaneness, and nothing because must destroy or conflict with the law of causality. It does not mean that the Melech HaMashiach must actually destroy the law of causality, and as it happened, Yom Suf, to cause events to take place, even though the events are, no matter how contrary it is to the to the law of causality. However, not to make a mistake about it. The Malchus Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu has absolutely nothing in common with the events, no matter how beautiful they are. But nevertheless, they are human events. Melech HaMashiach might know. Who knows? I mean, I don't believe those. I believe that Melech HaMashiach is a cool garid. Hashetim is the Melech HaMashiach. And what they did lately is shtus. So this is a different story. But there is a possibility. I mean, historically, metaphysically, logically, there is a possibility that those events in the next 16 months or 10 months should develop into Gula events, or the events which are actually, they resemble the description of the Gula, the description of Gula, the way it, the world, the way it was described in Nevi'im. For instance, the Shiva de Nechemte. We are going to read, we are now on the actually reading the Shiva de Nechemte. It's very strange, the Shiva de Nechemte are read between Tisha B'Av and Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, but Shiva de Nechemte has two themes. The theme for Melech HaMashiach. And the theme, not for Melech HaMashiach, but Malchus Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the Shiva de Nechemte, you have them. To take it enough. Yeah. After, as far as Tivre Nechomer are concerned, is this after Seis Osis by the Shem, to Nafsh Belakoi, is the pinnacle of Nechomer. There isn't a quality higher Nechomer than the one which was formulated by the Novi Seis Osis. And that's why Seis Osis is on the top, to the last Shabbos Seis Osis. Because it is the highest. The last Shabbos is Seis Osis. There is an after before there. What is after before? It looked as if it were Malchus Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the trouble is, what bothers me is that in Balei HaTeshuvos, you'll find them. Balei HaTeshuvos say that the arrangement of the Aftiras, why the first Aftiras was Nachman of Muhammad, the next Aftiras is Nechi Milachem. This arrangement, this sequence of the Aftiras is due to their worth, to the Aftiras' exaltedness. The most exalted Aftiras was postponed to the end. And the less exalted after that, we were taken care of before, in the previous parashah. And since here, Kuma Ere, Kibo Ere, precedes the Seishashis, apparently Seishashis is more exalted than Kuma Ere. That's what bothers me. But anyway, Rosh Hashanah, if there is mention of Malach HaMashiach, it is in Shifas. But if we talk about Shifas Godel, over here, the Rosh Hashanah, and Dr. Yerat Mitzoyen, Rosh Hashanah, Matei Mishalai, and so forth and so on. This is Malach HaMashiach. And in the Shifas, we simply say, Mifuresh. What is the Tichsime of Shifas? It's a very strange Tichsime, too. What does it mean? It means you're speaking about the Melech Mashiach, being a Bais. Being a Oretz as far as Chuzi Shalakash Boch is concerned. To the event to which we refer in every Shabbos Musaf. The Shabbos Musaf if it is Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the Truyes of Chatzetzres wouldn't be mentioned. You don't mention Truyes of Chatzetzres in Malchus. So it's Vishon Noriyan. Kodesh HaTamanir HaShmecho, Vein HaLakam HaLadecho, Kakosu Ve'igva HaShem Tzoyed Vamishvot, Lakel HaKodesh Nigre Bezlocho. B'shtei Kakosu Be'etero, B'shtei Chatzetzres. No, we wouldn't say that. But Chassidus makes no difference as far as Malchus Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is concerned. The latter is above time and above space and above the human logic. It is something wondrous, something not understandable, and something which we don't know how it will happen and what's happening. We more or less know about the Gula of Melech HaMashiach, more or less. Please don't, I am not. I am not. I am very far from seeing things which actually I don't understand. But you don't say. Vesim lo chatoi Hashem l'adecho, ba'atzi mishkan k'decho, v'shlaim l'kachecho, hakos b'di l'kachecho, yim l'echad Hashem l'elom, ba'atzi yam l'deo v'deo 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 Shum Nasser, Hanecho, no mention, nothing. Because it is in Malchus, it is Malchus Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Matter of fact, Malchus is the Rechem Tim Pardecho, is actually recited who when? Rechem Tim Pardecho is recited. Before Akil HaKodesh. In Malchus, in the Brochim Malchus. No Kabbalah, not in Malchus. Because this is something so delicate and so exalted. It's the infinity itself that you cannot say, Vesimu Echatoi Lashon Vadecho, Vatsi Vishkan Kedecho, Vishom Lachim Lefanecho Yasei Vizko Biznesiho. It doesn't fit. We are above and beyond it already. Rosh Hashanah is the Yom Tov, the Yom Tov Melech HaMashiach. It's a human Yom Tov. Then this is the Yom Tov Malchus Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nor do I know what it is, or we have knowledge, we have no knowledge of what will happen. We just know one thing, it will happen, it will be. How, I can't tell you. I want to tell you that this is what the Rambam says in Hilchos Melachim. I remember once I listened to my grandfather saying the Shneser from Rosh Hashanah, simply. I don't know, Musaf, simply in Shul. I stood next to him when I was young, I stood next to him. So anyway, I heard him say the Musaf. He used to say the Musaf in a half loud voice, and with the Siddur in front of him. It's Tfilis Rosh Hashanah, Tfilis Laprokim, yes, you know. And I did not understand what it was all about. And I asked him, why does he say it in a Siddur? He usually didn't come from Siddur. Later, when he got older, he started to try to use the Siddur, but otherwise he used to say it about day. Why Dishim Nesre? So he said to me, Dishim Nesre is not exclusive, it is exclusive for Hashanah Shem Nesre. And it would not advise people to change the text or to say things which one shouldn't say. This is more or less what I remember. But this means that the Bemes, the Chaimtim Pardacho, should not be said at all by human being. Because it is transcendence itself. It's not immanence, reality. It is transcendence beyond and above. But still, you don't feel like skipping, living out this most exalted of all to us. So we say it. But when we say it, we know very well that we don't understand what we are saying. And it will happen, and this is the way it will be. And this is not a tefillah. Yeah, I heard it from him. It's not a tefillah. We can't impart of Hashem. Maybe how you start, chanting Pardacho, that's what I can call myself. Don't mean, please give your fear, bestow your fear. It's not please here. Uvechein, you will. Uvechein, ono maminim shetitein. Uvechein, ten Pardacho, Hashem Elokeinu, is not the Bakosha Rosh Hashanah. There are no Bakoshas. That sphere the Baal Kabbalah and the Hasidim say, there is no Pakoshes anymore. There's nothing anymore. In the Retzenish of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we don't know what kind of a role we'll play, but we'll play some role. And this is the real Rosh Hashanah, actually. The real Rosh Hashanah is the realization of a chentim paro Hashem la-mecha, a chentim paro Hashem. Yeah, I know what you have to reconstruct. V'chintim parash on yakol masecha v'imos v'akol mashi b'rosho v'yirucho kol amasem. It will happen. How? Well, we don't know. When I begin to think about it, I simply don't know what's all about. But it will. Machush HaKadosh Baruch Hu is actually a part, an internal part of our history of our internal history, that it will happen the way other events happen. But it is beyond history as well. It is beyond. It is not reality, the relative reality. It's something which only Meshe perhaps saw it, or not even he knew what's all about it. The Rambam in Yechus, Melachim, no, the Rambam says one. Yeah. He speaks about the Melech HaMashiach. This is Pirek Yudalek, Mephes Melochim, Aloch Yalef. Aber בדברי הנביאים אין הדובר צורך ראיה שכל הספורים מלאים מלאים מדובר זה מן מלך המשיח ועל יעלה על די תוכל שהמלך המשיח יעשה איסס ומפסים ומחדש דבורים באלו אין החיים מייסים וקייצה בדבורים אלו אין הדובר ככה it means the events their structure will be natural. We be guided by this. Well, y'all are dying to go. Shamelech HaMashiach Tzorech Lasis Eishis Umifsim Umechadish Dvorim Boilom Mechaye Meishim Kayeitse Bidvorim Eilom Eina Dovokach Shari Rabbi Akiva Chochem Godel Hoyo Mechachme Mishne Hoyo הוא היה נעשה כאילו של בן כזיבי המלך והוא היה אמר עליו של מלך המשיח ודימו הוא וכל אנשי דרי שהוא המלך המשיח תהיו בנו ברמב"ם משיח וכאילו נעזור תנו אם הם אקספט את בן כיכבו אז מלך המשיח ואת הרמב"ם שלך והוא היה נעשה כאילו של בן כזיבי המלך והוא היה אמר עליו שהוא המלך המשיח ודימו הוא וכל אנשי כל אנשי דרי שהוא המלך המשיח עד שנרק ברנס כי משנרק נדר לאילום שישן שעיני ושולם החכומים לאיס ולמפש ויקר הדבורם כאילו שהתרי חוקר ומשפטר חלילם ולילם אילומים הם מסיפים עליהם והם גרם הם ים את מלך מבסבור
ודובס
הגע בטרו ומצווה ומצווה ודובס ולילה מלומים כפי תרש וכסב ושברתה וייחס כל ישראל לא חבו אין הווי עוד הדרמה מסוי כך המשיח can come without actually having a single Jew knowing what happened. You know, Reb Chaim Volozhin used to describe how Moshiach will come to Volozhin. How will Melech Moshiach come to Volozhin? What kind of a question was that? So he said, this is a judgment on Reb Chaim Volozhin. So Reb Chaim Volozhin used to give the following picture, portrait of the arrival of Melech Moshiach in Volozhin. It's the first time. So he said, it's Monday morning. It is Monday morning, and that's he used to speak quietly. But it would be a Sunday morning, nice sun in his city, and I'm preparing myself for the shiur. My wife is going out to buy some vegetables. I got engaged and involved in the shiur. She apparently met her friends and they started the conversation. And suddenly I feel that it's dark. It's not the usual light. It's dark. What is dark, right? No, you can't tell me what. It is something different. And the birds, they are different. It's not the same bird. So I go out, I got frightened. I run out on the street. I say, Bill, the Meshuster, the shoemaker. I say, Bill, what happened to this world? Is there something different than it used to be? So of course something happened. Don't you know that Melech HaMashiach is in Shulef, like a Gitchel Malecha, and all of So right away, this is a true story of Chaim used to tell you. But Chaim Alozhna. So he... right away, he says, I rent my coat, Shabbos de Kekapote, and I grab the Shabbos de Kekapote, and I rent the shul. So on the way to the shul, so I'm trying to button the Kekapote, Shabbos de Kekapote. was Sache ist, dass mir an der Wegknöpfe lag. Allein zwei ist die Wegknöpfe. Wenn er sie für Vertreiben sorgen, Vertreiben war alles an ihm. Und er sie will jeden mit Kabel sein, weil er kann mich hier. Das ist für mich nicht. What is Rephaim Britzka, Rephaim Valozhna? What was he trying to tell you? It's a picture, beautiful picture. It means that the Melech HaMashiach will come without any previous announcement. Natural, I mean, the way he was talking to Yaakov and Schuster. So Melech HaMashiach will come in. It's a natural process, events, will not be disturbed even when the Melech HaMashiach will come. This is Melech HaMashiach. This is Melech HaMashiach. Mm-hmm. And he said, he had to copy the Rambam. He used to copy the Rambam later. It means that all there will be the Melech HaMashiach will not have the job to prove, the job to prove that he is, that he is the Baal Nefesh. No. He wouldn't demand it from him. He will be, even if he won't be a Baal Nefesh, he'll be accepted. If there are certain tests which you have to pass, he wouldn't trust him as far as those tests. Not the suspension of causality, not this test. A healer, betero, mamin, betero, shabalpe, the mitzvah. It's got to be a mamin, and tero, shabalpe, and the mitzvah from tero, shabalpe. Not tero, shabalpe, the tero, shabalpe, certainly, but even tero, shabalpe as well. This is the conditio sine qua non. But if he'll show his smiche, and the person will be satisfied with his qualifications, so there will be no need to ask them, Melech HaMashiach, for an ace in Mephis. Melech HaMashiach does not have to show an ace or a Mephis. He has got to show oneness. I'm always going to not do it. Sometimes it's much easier to show ace in Mephis than to show this is Bias Melech HaMashiach. Everything is natural. All unnatural thing which happened is that he had not taken up the kapote but to one. That's all. This is a departure from the causal path which I kind of wasn't experienced. But otherwise, it's a little dark in the eyes. But otherwise, everything was all right. This is the. But what's it about? This is Melech HaMashiach, and this is Melochim Perek Yud Aloche Gimel, and the rest of the Perek. Yeah. Then now, where does this write about Eil Malchus Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Eil Malchus, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, which is not human, not natural, everything different. The way Hashem Melech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Bayim Ahu, here the Shem HaKadosh Mechot. Where can you find it in the Rambam? This is a new history. You have a Rambam new history? You'll hear the words which the Rambam uses in Shuvah, you'll understand the difference. No. Shuvah. All right, I'll enjoy it. Speaks about the Shoros and Nefesh.
It's correct.
I don't know the number of the pairing, but I could find it. Yeah, it is Shuvah. It's at the end of the Shoros. And it speaks for Nelam Habo. Here it is. Perek Shmi. Here the Ram describes. Not be some Shia, but what? Machus Hashem. In other words, it is Elam Abu. Asuko atevo atzfuno litzadikim uchaye Elam Abu. והוא החיים שאין בהם מובץ. התחיית הנשא משכונקת בנת וסביאס מלך המשיח, והרמב״ם סרד את מלך המשיח, והוא די. He'll be very old, a good and dying young man, but he'll die. I mean, the reason is a simple one, because man is mortal. A part of man is mortal. You can't have a man who is not mortal. Then he's not a man. Then he was a divine, has to show him, he's a man, he's a man. Because the Malach HaMashiach is a man, the Malach HaMashiach is not a man, but he's a man, has to show him. A great man, greatest. The Rambam bestows the title upon him, greater b'chokhma m'shleime, a little less but nevertheless, human, not a transcendent being, human, what did I say about
הפעיל,
לא יהיה, פותרים למבוא, אל מבוא מי נשמע, פעיל מהו יהיה השם החודש מי יכול. אל המבוא. במלכוס will be מלכוס של הקודש ברוך. We don't understand now how it will be, what will be, but this will be not a divine מלכוס, but a transcendent Malchus, which is exclusively the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what will be the destiny of man? We don't know it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised that if man observes Torah mitzvahs in this world to come, he'll also have a share in the world, Malchus Yishar Kodesh Baruch Hu. Call it a Mabo, usually is a Yiddish expression. The Rambam is it. But it means Malchus Yishar Kodesh Baruch
Hu.
Hei la Mabo, half a piece, shein beya. Guf, shein bo guf, so without guf. Means already a transcendental existence. Berah belei guf, ela nefoshes tzadikim, nafshes tzadikim. Berah belei guf, kemalochei ashores, eiru veim begvio, eim belei achilo velei shtio, belei dovo, mikol hadvorim shehaguf ispnei odom, צריכים להם בעולם הזה ולירע דובר בי מכל הדבורים שמרים שמרורים לנפשסי לנד נפושס בעולם הזה כישיבה עמידה שינה מיסה ויצף שחי קייץ בהם ככה אמרו חכמים הראשונים רב העולם הבורים ואחילים ולשתים ולתשמיס ולצדיקים ישרים ותחסיהם וראשיהם ונהנה מזרשכם. So what is he describing here in comparison with his description of מלך המשיח in the ארץ מלוכים?
Supernatural.
מלך המשיח, he tries hard to explain to the people that מלך המשיח will not be an angel, but the אמונה is it will be a human being, a great, the greatest, but human. ובייר, מלכוס ישר הקדש ברוך הוא, if realized, so man ceases to be man. He begins to exist in new existence. Are Yisborach, are Yisbaraloch, Sheishom Leiguf, Leishom Achir Leushkir, Bezeh Sheom Ruchachomim, Tzadikim Yeshvim, not Yeshvim, it's a question of sitting. Tzadikim are present. Yeshvim, Dercha. Dercha. What is it, Dercha? Achidu Yom, Dercha, Kleina Tzadikim Yitzim Shol, Belei Homo, Belei Yitzio, Belei Yigio. Bechei Zeh Shomu Vatreseyem Bereshayem, it doesn't mean actually a crown. Kleina Das, the adversaries, the crown of das, of understanding. Shlema das, yidu shebiglol zochu lechal el mabo mitzuyim. Vi atorash shalahem ki yesh nema shlema batorash yitroleime. הראיים החכם ושמחתי שם על ראשון בין השמח שנענו היום ומה זה שיש אמרוס ואני מביא השני שיידים ומשיגים מהמיתס הקודש ברוך הוא שיידים בגוף ואוכל ועכשיו זה something which we don't understand really then we will understand it when we will be there interesting אבל אם הפרחס הלוכה פה, היי, שאינו ידים איסה הטבע הגדירו מאוד ואין לו ערך וטבעיס בואי למזה על הדרך מושל על בדרך האמס שנערך טבע של הנפש בלמבו וטבעת הגוף בלמזה אין יקה, ראיס הטבע גדירו עד יחקיה ואין לו ערך ודיני ניקנורון כאן אנדרסטנד וזה שם הדוד מערב תופעה של השבט אשר צפנת לרחב עד כמה הוא יישא לדוד יישא לליל המבור שנאמר ולמאן תלילות ולשם ברצחי וכבר ידעונו החומר השנים שחטיב אבו אינסי עבודו מלסיגו על בוריו ואין ידו גודל ויופי עצמו אלא הקודש ברוך הוא ושכל הנביאים הטבעי שמסלבים ועידים וישראל אין לנו אלו בדברים שבגוף של מלך המשיח שננים בהם לבוים לישראל בזמן שתושב הממשול מלך המשיח בזמן שתושב הממשול לישראל אבל טבע ישראל המבור אין לו ערך ודמיין ולדמו הנביאים כדי שליטי אישו דמיין הוא ישעיו אמר אין לרוע סלקים של השכר כמו אמר הטבע שאתה ראה של אירוע סלקים אין נוב ננבי נובי לרוע שם אלו לקים אישו עושו אדם ולדריש וזהו חומר חכום מכל הנביא בן סלבו. אני אסור יגור זה. אני לא תדעי בישי דיסטינקשן לדעו על הרמב״ם is trying to make between מלך המשיח and אל מבור or מלכות של הקדוש ברוך הוא. So now to take this distinction and apply it to the של נסרש ראש השונו So how what do we get? I mean to say, Melech HaMashiach is mentioned in Vod Brache in Sefer. Maybe we talk about Sefer Kodesh. And Malchus Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Malchus. Of course, I mean, motifs sometimes intertwine, and sometimes we may think what we deal with the Gula of Melech HaMashiach, and actually we deal with a Gula which is beyond the Melech HaMashiach. But then we take a view of the Rambam's text, there are two, one is understandable, the other one is not understandable. Rosh Hashanah we pray for both, for the realization of both. So what is the Vega? What?
Why was the order different?
Shefa says everything. Put it on the table. Shefa says Kudam Hashem. There is no one place where there is no Shefa. You have it at the end. In the Malchus. You blow it in the 9 days. But basically the Malchus does not mention the word Shefa. Chatzetzah. שמחתו של עמדך עקוב עשיך בה, ארצי משפידך ובירושלים בקדשך. כעקוס עמו השם לילה נורא יחצים, ודיר ודיר עליו. מה זה נזמש? פעים הוא יתוק בשביל הבריאה. וכל איתי זה הוא יער עובדי in a sphere which is above and beyond, which is beyond the natural. It is supernatural, it is transcendental, it is something which is not understandable. Even if he had questions about the worthiness of the Birkas Imam.
That's what I'm asking. If that's the case, Schleifer should come before Malchus sequentially. Why is the Bracha Birkas Malchus come before Schleifer? If I were arranging it, I would put Malchus at the end and put Schleifer in the beginning.
No, because it was simple. Because Malchus, you hit a Malchus height with a Hata Kodesh and Rakodesh. Hata Kodesh and Rakodesh is a Brocha from Malchus and Rakodesh Baruch. So you hit this Brocha first. So you say you're printing particle. Once you said you're printing particle, you want to have a printing particle. The particle is basically lay little Brocha. Then they didn't want to make a Brocha for Malchus. No, they had no choice because they said HaMelech HaKodesh. They would say that they were about to say HaMelech HaKodesh. HaMelech HaKodesh is Malchus Yishar HaKodesh Baruch Hu. So already they had to analyze and to describe
what is
Malchus in its structural forms. So they said, what is Malchus? So it tells us from the Chentin Paradachon, with the most beautiful Brochet, that's all of me, to Mitodos and so on. But the most beautiful Brochet was Hashanah, which arouses in me a great religious experience, is Malchus. Not Shefers. Shefers is Takash Yishar Goyim. That's Malchus. I'm a single Chatoish and Radech Makum Asar. But see, what you don't understand is actually how does Tzion Yerushalayim come in into Malchus Yishar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tzion is too little, too narrow, I mean, in order to be the residence of His Majesty the King of the Ben Israel. But Tzion Yerushalayim is not left out. We feel that the Masada actually had problems. They settled to have Tzion Yerushalayim mentioned not only in the repetition later, but mentioned right before Kel HaKodesh, Tzion Yerushalayim. But anyway, this is Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is a very, very difficult Shonah, difficult, very profound Yom Tov. Interestingly, I just explore the ground here. Interestingly, Rav Yechon ben Uri, in the Mishnah, had Malchus what? Malchus and Kiddush Hashem, and not a Kodesh. But Tkiya Shefer did not take place after Kiddush Hashem. But it took place, according to Rabbi Yechon ben Uri, used to take place after Kiddush Hashem, after the dealing with the components, after Mifnei Chateinu. The Gemara says, I mean, the Tkiya, Lama Marlim, Why? It's actually a question. Why? Because the Pukoche from not a Chentin particle is completely, this Pukoche cannot be translated into Shiva. Everything is, if Malchus Melech HaMashiach will be announced by Shiva. In Brochet, who will announce this Brochet? From the Chentin Paradachon? Who? Don't know. You don't know, you have no idea. And the Rambam says, you don't know, somebody will announce, you know. Who knows? And really, that's why even a contravichan ben Uri, even though he says, Mochin zechen yeshefez the psukim, he says, within the framework of according to him, it used to be painting particle, and then it's also kashifreimer, and the nine psukim, everything. Watch it, and it came, and he used to, say, Melech HaKoros, and Kashi Yisroel, and him as a Kore, but the minus psukim. The psukim used to say, Betnicha Teino, and finish the psukim Musaf, and then below the Shefa. Rabbi Kivi asked why, what's the reason? The reason most probably is that Rabbi Yechon ben Nora did not feel using the Shefa as the instrument which pronounced Malchus HaShem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Shefa is too little for it. So the Shefa could not be used in a very way, so he couldn't say the nine brachos, because the Shefa will not be used. The melezuz was okay, it's Rabbi Yechon ben Nora. He picks up the Malchus HaShem HaShefa's, and he closes the Melech HaKodesh, but he will in it again. He do it, break his skin, and got to do it. I mean, even a Kabbalah, but he says later, the ninth psukim of... the ninth psukim
of...
The ninth psukim from Malchus, they say it later, and they close, and they close the brochet. And we never were, but we say some brochets from Shire, from Shire Sayom, and then you don't say Malchus, the psukim of Malchus, together with the brochet. Because the psukim of Malchus refer to a natural nefesh, a natural nefesh, was to something which happened, but it is not the apex of Kedusha Sheshor. The apex is Melech HaKoros, because of Shalim HaZakor, there is no place which is worthy of you, and you don't know what happened, but do you believe in you? That's why Malchus is a contra-blazer, Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri, they blow not after the Kodesh, but now let me say a few words. The Gemara says in Brochus, Kol HaShon HaKulo, it's also the same topic. Kol HaShon HaKulo, Zemir Rokir HaKodesh, Rokir HaMishpat, Rokir HaMelech HaYitzhak HaMishpat. Rosh HaShonah ויום הכיפור, הוא האם המלך המשפט, המלך המשפט, המלך הקודש. ומאום, הרקיר המשפט ליוצי. הוא יפס נזה. אז שמי, נת שמי, אקסקז מי. That asher shemitshuve, I'm going to say Melech HaKodesh. Hakir HaKodesh is a problem because it has the word Melech anyway. So perhaps there is Yetzir, his challenge, his duty to Adam Melech by saying Melech HaYitzhak HaMishpat. Melech HaKodesh is Chizya. So if you have a Rambam, you tell me. So the Ravid says, no, not Chizya. Ravid did not think. The question is, why not Chizya? Say to Leyotza. So he says, Leyotza does not mean Chizya. Leyotza means the mitzvah is not Kiyochosa. But not the mitzvah is completely possible, completely valueless. So the Ravid. What did I say? But it is interesting is the Ben Hisharon. This is the only Le'yotso in the Gemara, Le'yotso. And Rolovich and the Haivet, the new Le'yotso, the Derem, and then the Power of and the Derem Le'yotso. How often the Derem Le'yotso means actually it's no good. So why suddenly here Amalach HaKodesh, Amalach HaMishkol, the Gemara says Le'yotso? And it makes sense why Le'yotso. I should actually indicate the uniqueness of the season. Namely, there is not Mishpah, but Malchus. Malchus. So why not? No, here it says it's Nesong Lechatchila. But there you don't have to do it. Lechatchila is, if he does it Lechatchila, it's an Anissa. So why is the Raya? The guy that's simply so stubborn with the guy of his regard to Melech HaMishpat and to say that a Yotzo, it's a Gemara Le'yotzo, means not Le'yotzo Le'gamre, but Le'yotzo Yedei Prophet Le'tekun. What forced him here? I believe it's a very simple answer. For instance, you say Talamoto. The Gemara says there is a regard to Talamoto. Also the word Yotzo and Le'yotzo mention. But the Haivik here says Le'yotzo means not make just Kitikono. It's so chlazo that it's power. But the Melech HaKodesh didn't like it. Because Le'yotzo, to say Le'yotzo means Shalei Kitikono. For instance, Talamoto. If I mentioned Kishomim, it means a chamo or vice versa, is Le'yotzo, it means Le'yotzo. There is no there is no filler because, why because of what? Because I was involved, I got involved in Hawaii. I asked for something which is actually not only unnecessary, but it is damaging to the economy. If I ask them for rain or for something else during the time of spring. Is Le'yotzo means, what is it? What does Le'yotzo mean? It's a liar. Davis Koran. Very simple. You don't say Yahweh, you forget Yahweh Yahweh. It's Le'yotzo, it's also Le'yotzo. And the reality in the office Le'yotzo, she talks lots of this fellow. They're not acrobatics when I was here. But wisely, because he's lying. Because since he didn't mention Avedi, he didn't mention Yahweh, he's a liar. So people will understand that it's not Mishvedish. He's a Yotzo because it's not correct. Now there's a broche Rosh Hashanah. And I have to say what Yahweh Yahweh, not Yahweh.
Amal HaKodesh.
And I don't say Amal HaKodesh, but I say Amal HaMishpat.
Kela Kodesh.
I don't say Kela Kodesh. I say Kela Mishpat. I'm not Shefik. Who is Le'yotzo? And if the Rabbi should interpret Le'yotzo in the same manner as interpreted Talamot Le'yotzo, means actually there is no Shemesha. Why? Did I say a lie? And I said Amalach HaMishpat, and I didn't say Amalach HaKodesh. The perfect method would have been if I had said Amalach HaKodesh. It would be a full truth, an absolute truth. But when you say Amalach HaMishpat, without mentioning, it's perhaps it is not Kitikuno, in a sense it's not the full, it's not the full Sheva HaKodesh Baruch Hu. But you cannot say it's a Divash Kareem. If I say Rosh Hashanah, Melech HaKodesh, instead of Melech HaKodesh, I say Kila HaKodesh, I'm not a Divash Kareem. It's to say that the Tfilah is possible with this presumption. The Tfilah is a Tfilah, but it could have been a better one. That's what I would say. You cannot say if Hashem HaKodesh is Baruch Hu. Lachat Tikkun means Divash Kareem. This is what the Rabbi says. Okay, Le'yotzo, but Kitikuno. He didn't say it in full, so to say. But to reread, or to re-spell it, you shouldn't do it. We have a half nami galik. So I say, no, you're not a melech yivzok ha-mishvat. You're a melech ha-mishvat. But you're not melech yivzok ha-mishvat. It's wrong. But Tegel Shvach, who you say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's true. This is number one. And I once told it to my father, this pshat. So my father told me, if I hadn't been actually accustomed to the Nusra from HaMelech, HaMelech HaMish, Melech HaKodesh, I would start saying now, like the Rai Veda, the logic is so convincing, so compelling, I mean, that actually, you ever hear this? It means if you did not say HaMelech HaMish, but you're a liar, then he said the Pirosh. Since the Rebbeinu Shlomo is done, he actually possesses all its attributes, from infinity to relative, everything.
Everything
you say is inadequate. It's whatever we'll say, whatever we deem it, not complete, it still has a place in, as far as the Rebbeinu Shlomo is concerned. Now I would like to...
If you learn Krishna, the forest man, he also says, well, you have to learn to be fickle about your yotze.
The
same reason as you've mentioned, because you are Shleibis man, but...
But it's Malchus Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And even Shleibis man is not that he's Malchus, correct, right? Now, Allah has not Allah is Hashemish. The Rosh Hashanah, this is a Rabbeinu Shemir. At Rosh Hashanah, we eat peres sheshma. I'm ashamed to develop this idea, but I believe it's the true idea, as well as the previous idea was true. The more you ever, and they are shy, very, Came Mashiach, Yud Beis Heries. Take a look in Krishas. I need the Gemara. Krishas. Ashted Amre, Chachomim, Simone Milsi, Lechel Inesh, Belele, Rosh Shate, Tofi Kalse, and Tapufim. That is the, what do you call it here? Yeah, I mean, it was a Shonen. Yeah, you deep in honey, you see. Why is Mayon so symbolic? Mayon, apparently, it was accepted. It represents continuity. Nimshach. This is continuity. The continuity resembles continuity. Just like when you do the Mashiach Ala Mayon, so it is Simone Mills.
Mashiach
Ala Mayon. Huh? So the Malchus will continue for many years. Yeah. It's Simone Mills. Talking to the Gemara, the one time I said, Simone Mills, what about eating? your Simon and Milson, you know, my rabbi Dave, is every Rosh Hashanah, we should eat fruit, which is the semantics of the names. The semantics of the names are suggesting something good. For instance, sweetness, hard.
Hi, Mandy.
Yehovir Bereshate, Yehovi Kare, Vidubye, Karte, Vesilke, Vetamre. Anyway, you should eat frail fruit whose names are suggestive of a treasure, of great success. What is an Amelach success? Well, success means continuity. He should continue on the throne forever and ever. Very nice. What has it got to do with the Rosh Hashanah? Because the Simanim, apparently that Alamayon is symbolically important, that the Alamayon, for this reason, is even Rosh Hashanah, it is very important, Rosh Hashanah, that a Jew should eat food which are symbolically, semantically indicative of great success. It's also difficult, especially here for the Simonim. The Rambam is Alamayon is Rambam, Alamayon the Rambam has. Alamayon the Rambam has Alamayon. It is same question Alecha Melach, the Gemara says. Shetim Alchus for Alecha. And the same question Alecha Melach, Shetim Alchus for Alecha, is a mitzvah. I feel a melach shemocho al kvede, a mitzvah. What is the mitzvah? Same tassel, melach ha-malach. What is the mitzvah?
Yehoshim.
I mean, you should do things which will inspire fear. It's not you should be afraid. You don't want to be afraid. After all, you can't say, be afraid of me. If I don't believe that a melach can do anything to me, I won't be afraid. No, same tassel, melach ha-malach is not to be or not to be. So Simtas Malachamalach means make everything possible in order to actually increase your respect for him. Be respectful for him. Basically that means respectful. You do whatever it tells you to do, but more than that. Don't do it. Try to maintain his prestige. Mm-hmm. Not he should be afraid. Try to do things which will increase his distinction. For instance, the Gemara, I shouldn't go in a Beis HaMechetz together with the king. This is, you shouldn't do things which will cheapen the quality of the melech. In your eyes. The same person, Melech HaMelech, if somebody mentioned it, means make a Melech whose actual personality should inspire awe and fear in you. Do the same. Who is actually the king of Rosh Hashanah?
Kachibrichu.
Kachibrichu. עושים קשר מלך המלך, איזה ראש השונה, הפלאי שלה, קודש ברוך הוא בישראל. I need should not do something which will cheapen the value or will pray or will actually completely destroy his prestige of the Melech, because and the Goyen says if the same Tosim apply to Rosh Hashanah, so what does it mean? It means that I should do Rosh Hashanah everything which is necessary in order to strengthen the prestige of the Melech. What am I supposed to do? First of all, Tashlich. Tashlich is the Gemara from Mayim. So the Goyim says, even though he himself never went for a Tashlich. It's just a question of Mayim. Tashlich is a warrior. Warrior is Mayim. Mayim is a symbol of continuity. As a symbol of continuity, go to Mayim, let us see Tashlich, the river. And what will you do there? A mispalel, she like Melech al Mayim. He used to bring the Melech to the spring of Mayim. What did he do at the spring of Mayim? Shleime, I don't know, Ben Yehuda. What did he do after the Vayir do it, Shleime al Mayim? What did he do at the Mayim? Is that repeating to me? Gezog to him? What's the Tahid Akum? Akum's a Zog to him? He came to the Mayan and he turned around and went back home. This is paganism. He came to the Mayan and said, a sound of David. David was sick, but a Kodesh Baruch Hu will help. So they say a sound, it means mitzvah. So what is the mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah? This is the mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah from Mayon. Mayon is Shetimoshah Malchus. It means that the Malchus is continuing. Here is Timoshah Malchus. He is with regard to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu's Malchus Kali Yochol can also be short-lived and long-lived. Shadchum Mesamidesh was destroyed. It was a short Malchus, 400 years, 410 years. When the Malchus was raised, will be raised in Yirat Hashem, so the Malchus will be lengthened. So actually when you count, when they came to the Mayon, so it's not a semen. A semen is not important. The important is what you do for when you bring the semen. What do you do? What do you do? Tefillah. There's nothing else which you can do. Tefillah. Why? Because as far as the same question Melech of Melech, Shetei Malchus Cholech, Shetei Emus Cholech. Rosh Hashanah, we are mispalel for the Malchus should be like the Malchus should be like the Maya. Why the Maya? It means Yimoshech should not be cut off in the middle. This is important. And Shemone Milse means this is Tefillah. And Shememele, from the Gemara, if this is the case, is not only Shemone Milse is the Mayan, Shemona Milsa, any kind of food, you say Shemona Milsa. Shemona Milsa means with regard to the Ben Shalom. But I want to add something important. Read our look as Bershi Mishal, Chag Bechag, Shal Regal Beregal, Shal Hatzeres Beatzeres. You have a Shlish Yim Kid in a Pesach, a Shir Vedesh and Bechag Pesach. Anyway, the Gemara says even Purim, our look applies even to Purim. Or apparently to prepare the Megillah, I don't know what, to drink schnapps, I'm not going to prepare the first carriage. You must say, it's Purim, be Purim. Right, fine. Now in Rosh Hashanah, even if it's on Purim, you say, fortunately, it's Purim, be Purim, or it's Chag v'Chag, is Rosh Hashanah comes under the same. Say rubric, Hilchos Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah. And if it is Lamed Yom, a question, Lamed Yom, is Lamed Yom Hilchos Rosh Hashanah? What is it? Well, what are the halachos which one should actually prepare Rosh Hashanah? I mean, if I were outspoken, I would say that it's of great importance that Rosh Hashanah and the month of Elul, a Jew should study the Tanya's Lekutetel. And this is not the kind of serious thing, you know. I know nothing. But there is nothing more beautiful. Nothing has been so beautifully explained as Rosh Hashanah in Likutei Torah. But even the question is, we are just now trying to answer this. The question is, what is the Kedushas Hayom of Sukkot? Rosh Hashanah. Pesach, no problem. Shavuos, no problem. Purim, no problem. Halacha da Masechet Megillah. What is the Kedushas Hayom, not of Purim? No, the Kedushas Hayom of Rosh Hashanah. And how do you practice Kedushas Hayom of Rosh Hashanah? How do you practice Kedushas Hayom of Rosh Hashanah? But what do you do in order to practice? Not to do melacha, it's not something else. It's not important. This means in the team. What is that to the keeper? I understand also. The keeper is mechir, is slifer. And what are you doing in order to bring about mechism? True. For it's always within my realm. What is Rosh Hashanah? Rishleishim yeim kedem achad bershim b'yom yishachar Pesach, and we have Rosh Hashanah too. Why did this is a Shredish law? What is the yichas from the law? Well, may she all law. But it's more than that. Maschili, not Lidrish, the Indian Ayin begins the Rosh Chodesh Elul. That's why Rosh Chodesh Elul is singled out. It is in Elul already we are dashing the Yom Yishalim, like Pesach. We start to actually to understand Pesach by Purim, which is Shlish Yom Kippur Pesach. It's not only because Pesach has complicated halachas. Rosh Hashanah has also complicated halachas. I don't mean halachas from the Shefa, but how long it is. But there are Kedushas Hayom for Rosh Hashanah. There are Kedushas Hayom from Dvorim Shebelev. What are דבורים שברב ראש השנה. The real דבורים שברב we don't understand. Because as I said before, no one understands it. Not even the Nevi'im understood. I am a Vassar, I came to the Sechel. So what is 30 days in Asuki, in Yoni Shochad? This is Rosh Chodesh El. Don't forget that the Sfardim say Slichas, the entire Chodesh El. Not all Sfardim, but the Oriental Sfardim. So this is not the field. Of course, it's Lichas, you say Vidui. But what is the basic activity of Rosh Hashanah? What is the basic activity of Rosh
Hashanah?
What? The Mechaber says, the Mechaber, the Ramos says, not please, the Ramos says, No. I'm speaking now in Vaibhasha terms. Stephen Shukhanoch, the Lord Navron said it is not to change. And I remember as a child, many things were skipped at our home, but not this. And Lachatrila, I couldn't understand what it is. Later I realized. And Ramos says, "V'shilchi kartisim Yisrael." They sent letters of greetings to each other. I don't remember exactly. It's not mentioned in a manual of a conservative rabbi. This is in Shulchan Aruch. This is in Shulchan Aruch. And Reb Chaim was a terrible machmir for them. He used to write, rewrite. And he was used to be very angry if he did not if he remember if he did if he didn't remember.